This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Kel DeRoys has put her young family front and center in her campaign for governor. As part of WPR's series on the candidates for governor, Laurel White has this profile.
Kel DeRoys' campaign got a major boost earlier this year when she released a video that shows her breastfeeding her then 4-month-old daughter.
Oh, honey.
It's okay.
The video got coverage across the country and the world by outlets like the BBC, CNN, Glamour magazine, and The Today Show. Roy says she didn't plan to record herself breastfeeding for the ad, but when it needed to happen, she decided to stay in front of the camera because she thought it was something voters should know about her and might appreciate.
You know, sometimes I think it's hard, especially for women, to be taken seriously as professionals when they're also seen as parents, and it's past time for that too. Be the case.
Roy's family is a big part of her campaign. She sometimes takes her baby, Avalon, and her other young daughter, Arcadia, to campaign events around the state.
Sometimes the issue is, you know, I'll have a grandparent along and they'll say, I didn't get to hold Avalon at all because everybody in the Democratic Party of Ozaukee County wanted to hold the baby.
On this particular day, Roy's will work from home in the morning. That means saying goodbye to Arcadia as she leaves for school.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Roy settles onto the couch in her home office. Avalon wiggles in her lap while her mom juggles the baby, a laptop, and a jumbo-sized thermos of coffee.
What's it, 9:40? Oh, recording the LCB video?
Okay. At 38, Roy is one of the youngest Democrats running to challenge Scott Walker in the fall. She says she brings the energy and enthusiasm necessary to fire up Democrats.
We can't win in Wisconsin without engaging our progressive base and giving them a reason to show up at the polls and getting more young voters, voters under 50, to the polls.
Roy's represented Madison in the state assembly from 2009 until 2013. Cecily Castillo first met Roy's in 2007.
She was young and brilliant, and she had a plan.
Castillo went on to be Roy's chief of staff in the legislature. She says a highlight of their work together was implementing a bill that banned the chemical BPA from kids' sippy cups. Before her time in the assembly, Roy's was the executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin. Marie Griffith, a professor of political science at Washington University in St. Louis, says that could be a problem for Roy's, particularly if she makes it to the general election.
I certainly think this will become an issue for her.
Griffith has written a number of books on the overlap between morality and politics. She says surveys have shown many Americans support abortion, at least in some cases, but she says it's become a difficult political issue.
The anti-abortion movement has, really been very successful at spreading a message that abortion is murder. And once you say abortion is murder, there's not really a lot of middle ground.
Griffith says it may be especially hard for Roy's because she's not just pro-choice, but made money off the pro-choice movement through her employment. But Roy's says she's proud of her work with NARAL. She considers it a big part of what makes her a good candidate. She says Democrats aren't going to beat Scott Walker this fall unless they engage with the party's progressive base, and that she's the progressive candidate to do it. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.